Roger JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio. Thanks for listening. At Roger JP on Twitter. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. Over the weekend, our producer Brett and his wife used one of their Christmas gifts and went on Broadway to see, what was it called?
On Your Feet.
On Your Feet, the Gloria Estefan story. And so?
You must have loved it. And it was great. It was actually good. It was actually good. It was getting in the snow. It was tons of snow here. And
there was not tons of snow.
It was
here.
A good amount of snow.
There was not tons of snow.
It was a good
here.
Amount of snow.
What did we get? Some fluffy lights.
Exactly. What did we get? A total of 8 inches in the end?
But it came down fast and furious. And I don't feel like going on a train, on a 40-minute train ride into Manhattan if I don't have to, and then walk through Manhattan to get to a Gloria Estefan musical if I don't have to.
You have never met anybody from the Northeast who loathes snow more than Brett does.
That's a tough place to be then, my friend.
Yeah, that's right.
He hates it.
Well, it's grown. First of all, the Gloria Estefan musical was very good. You know, just wrapping that up real quick. It's another issue that came along with this that is annoying me. With the snow, all the jobs that I've had in recent years has to do with me having to be where the job is in the snow. It's not, oh, I'm sick today. It's you got to come in the snow no matter how much or how little.
Right. Monica can relate to that.
Right.
As all we all can in radio.
Absolutely.
You have to be at your job no matter what weather happens.
Except for JR.
Right.
He can lie and say he was helping some old lady get into a car.
Right. Yeah. In the flooding.
And he just can't seem to make it on time. Everybody else, though, has to get there on time.
So, again, there was another snow situation where I had to be somewhere. We have Broadway tickets.
Okay.
With no ticket insurance on them. So we had to be there. We made it. It was a decent show. The woman sounded like Gloria Estefan. She's speaking. She looked like her. Sung like her.
Okay.
Overall, entertaining.
Okay, so what happened back?
On our way there, an issue that's been going on in my co-op since we've moved in there for the past 12 years has been the snow removal. Something that I know the listeners can't necessarily relate to here, but
is this why you hate snow, or did you hate it anyway?
It's all tied in. I think.
Okay.
I think it's all one big, mental beatdown, combining all these things together. So I'm on the train and I get a text from our co-op president. She lives on site. We don't live in that big of a co-op. But every year in the snow, there is an issue with snow removal. They either pile in up on everybody's cars. They don't dig anybody out. They use sand sometimes, not the other times. They'll come right on time with the storm. They'll come the next day. So obviously, if me having to be places, it's a real burden because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of my co-op. And so it's a real, real burden. So it's a real mental a challenge for me to get her. Yeah, exactly what it is. So I get a text while we're on the train saying that the plows are going to come at 4 o'clock. Now we are on the train, as I said, at 8 o'clock.
That was about halfway through the storm.
Halfway through the storm. I said, okay, great. I said, can you just remind them, you know, give them a heads up not to dump. I said, we're out right now. We'll be out all night. Can you make sure that they don't dump extra snow, the extra snow in the open available spot for us.
Right, because they have the reserve space. Car's not there. Right. You don't want to be the dumping ground for everybody else's snow for when you get home.
You have your own specific spot, correct?
Numbered spot made specifically for us. So they have, and they've done it in the past too, where they've dumped extra snow there.
Okay.
And so I'm not saying it out of, you know, just make sure just you can do this. Do it because it's happened before. So she says, I'll do my best. Then she leaves me a message at 9 o'clock saying how I think they did a good job. You'll be okay.
Why is she calling you, though? Is she calling everybody or just you?
She knows that I think this has been an issue in the past.
Okay.
And is trying to be the good person.
Okay.
And I haven't had a real issue in a couple of years. I've tried to back off because of the issues all the time. It's just one big confrontation.
I have a question. 12:30.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know what a co-op is. Is it like a townhome? Are there multiple units? I don't understand what a co-op is.
There are multiple. It's an apartment building, and everybody, all the residents own a share.
So,
and so I pay a mortgage. So I own my apartment.
Got you. Okay.
It's really just like a condo building, but they all own, you know, that kind of thing, you know?
So there are other tenants or owners.
Yeah.
And
there
so
are other tenants.
Nobody else complaint or nobody
they
else
sure
has an issue?
Sure do.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
And it usually gets drawn back at me because I was the most vocal in the beginning and I have since backed off because I got the same answer every time. So now it's 12:30 in the morning. I get home after getting the call saying that everything's cool. There's a foot of snow in my entire parking
spot.
There
was not a foot of snow.
There was a foot of snow, a foot high of snow going through the length of the entire spot. Were you there? Would you like to see a picture?
We didn't get a foot of snow.
There is a foot of snow, JP. A foot high of snow.
Where do you think all the snow went that was on the sides of his parking space? Everybody pushed it into his space because it was empty.
Okay.
So he got screwed.
And there was no car there for the entire day. Okay. So there is... approximately. I'm sorry, would you like 9 inches? Would you like nine, is that better for you? Either way, it's shovelable snow that goes into my spot. So now at 12:30, after being told everything's cool, I now have to shovel out.
Your bitch is that you pay for snow removal.
We pay for snow removal in our maintenance, but they don't seem to get it for whatever reason. They think whatever they do is cool. It doesn't matter. It's a privilege. Well, you'd have to shovel it at your own home. Yes, but I'm not paying somebody to shovel my snow and then still having this. I always equated to is if you're paying landscapers to do the job, but yet you still have to mow the lawn. That's exactly what this is.
Right. So anybody who's
or they mow half the lawn.
Any sort of.
And then you have to mow the rest.
Right. Condo board, co-op board, president of condos, whatever you have to do with the landlord. Add in one of the worst ones ever, and she's drunk most nights, and that's Brett.
So you got home from a night out. You probably had a buzz on, and the first thing you had to do was shovel snow?
Right. And I didn't respond to her as well with that voicemail. And then she sends a text at 6 in the morning saying, I think they did a great job. Then she calls me at 9:30 in the morning asking me what I thought of the process. And I said, she goes, I think it looks good. And I said, it looks good because I did it.
Yeah.
And I stayed calm through this entire phone call.
You didn't yell at her?
No. Because it doesn't work, even though she gets real elevated real quick. The problem is it's a business thing. What I've come to like realize after yesterday's conversation, this is a business thing where it's your responsibility to make sure that money is allocated to have the snow removed, yet they're doing a half job and so that she is in charge of. So she's taking it as a personal thing that, oh, I do all this stuff for you guys and you don't care at all. Nobody cares. I'm the Antichrist. All that stuff.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So that's it gets real elevated real quick. So I told her, I said, I shoveled it. And she goes, well, I'm open to suggestions. What do you have? I said, well, I've said it before. You know, again,
for years,
12 years. I said, you know, unfortunately, you don't want to hear the answer. I said, it's going to take money. Now, she spoke to me a couple months ago telling me how much money we have in the reserve fund that we pay into every single month. We pay a specific fee every single month that goes directly into reserve. And now for all the years now, we have tens of thousands of dollars in the reserve.
Hundreds of thousands?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay.
In the reserve, getting close to six figures, it seems like.
Okay.
So I said, unfortunately, it's going to take money. I said, we don't live in Colorado.
We have snowstorms.
We know how many approximately we get every year. We know how much it takes. And the people that we hire have to follow the storm, track the storm, come during, come right after, come the next day for cleanup and do some sanding, shovel the sidewalks, base, and don't plow in the cars, which they do every single time. So her answer to me was, oh, you don't care, all that stuff. You know what? You know what? Why don't you just move? Move. I said, I'm not a tenant. I own. I'm not just going to move. I said, I'm not yelling at you. Why are you yelling at me? Why don't you join the board? Join the board. I said, you're not listening to me now, so what would joining the board do? So I can get turned down officially? Oh, you didn't come to the board meeting either. I said, I stopped coming to the board meeting because we're having conversations like we're having right now. I said, I'm not yelling at you. I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with her husband who's also on the board. I said, I have a problem with the snow removal. I said, when's the last time I contacted you? What did I call you about? The snow. Exactly. And I said, that was a couple of years ago. I said, the one issue is the same thing over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's got to take money. No, you don't care. This and now. Well, let me talk. Let me talk. When I was letting her talk. These conversations, as Roger had mentioned earlier, she sounds very medicated and or drunk at times on the phone and very slurry.
And she's in charge. That's scary.
And she's in charge.
Well, let's not fault a girl for drinking.
When you're in charge of my life,
let me ask
then
you this,
then
though,
I have to
Brett.
Blame you.
If there are the reason to this, I know that it's happened in the past, and I'm frustrated for you listening to the story. But if this particular time, the reason that you had to shovel yourself out was because of all the other people who piled on because your car wasn't there, then does it warrant maybe a discussion with the other tenants saying, listen, I understand. Can you just please take note that, you know, this is what
happened?
No, it's
not the other tenants. This is them with the plow truck coming through, and it pushes all the snow up against everybody's car. It's a U-shaped parking lot. So it's a tough, little tough to navigate. So that's why it's got to be a little bit of extra care.
So where did you leave off with this chick?
So she said, ended that call with, oh, you know what you need? You need a cup of shut the F up. And hangs up on me.
She what?
A cup of shut the F up. The president of my co-op told me that the solution.
There was a payoff
to their, to their lack of attention to a matter that's been going on every single year for at least 12 years is.
Gotcha.
Thank you. And to a cup of shut the
You're
F
so
up.
Frustrated.
You get so pissed off talking about this lady. Well, it's so frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Great.
A cup of shut the F up.
And hung up on me. That's how we left it. That's how the president of my co-op.
Come on, you had to be.
I swear, you
must have gotten
level.
Tense with her.
I stayed level.
You had to yell at her a little
level.
Bit.
You couldn't stay
I
level
stayed
now.
Just like
that
this.
Job? What are you talking about?
I stayed just like this.
Oh, my God.
Just like this.
Yeah, I got it.
I didn't respond back to her. I didn't send her an email or a text or call her back.
Oh, my God.
That's
you gotta
how
get
she
out of
responds.
There.
And that's what I said to my wife, because we've, you know, tried to move in the past and whatever. So now I'm like, look, really, if there was ever a sign, this
you
got to
sell that unit and get out.
You got to get out.
It's been too
this
long. You've tried too hard to get this fixed.
This is insane.
All
this,
right. So let's
true insanity.
So let's plot some revenge. Let's have a good time.
So I don't need that.
Why not?
You're going to sit there and go to jail.
So you're going to sit here and cry like a victim, or are you going to take it into your own hands?
Well, I'm taking it into my own hands by moving. I'm not going to do anything to her.
It's been a long time.
Why
it doesn't
not?
Seem like the drunk Hitler's leaving. You know,
why not?
She's just, the lady's not going anywhere. She's the
let's
president.
Let's have a little fun. Let's leave. Let's put a hose on and put it in a car. We could start there.
I mean, she does leave her windows open.
There you go.
Strangely enough.
Run the hose.
Which I never understand either.
Fill it with water? What do you want
to
do?
Let's run the hose. Why not? Run the hose into the car.
You could. What's that? There's stuff you can do like.
You can take a fish. We can get a fish.
Yeah.
Here's what we can do. Go to a fish store.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't want a gutted nothing. You want fish. And then you want to get two pieces of wire and tie it to the muffler. And get like an oily fish, like a blue fish or something like that. A nice oily fish. Ooh. She'll go around for much. She'll never know that. Who looks at their muffler? Nobody looks at their muffler.
Right. That'll
and
stink.
That stink will never get out of a car.
It's a little revenge. It's something.
Honestly, you need to stop being a victim and take this into your own hands.
Well, I do. I take it into my own hands by shoveling the car out and not calling and complaining. You know, other neighbors, my dad's their neighbor says he called and complained.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Why is everybody else pissed?
You know
it
what?
Sounds like
they
the whole place
pissed.
Is a mess.
Boring! Let's get revenge.
JP, you'd have to know a guy. You have to know a guy.
Oh,
I know
guys.
You do.
I have guys.
Where do you think you got the fish idea?
We can have. There's multiple ways we can handle this. We can go through violence if you want to, but I don't recommend that. I don't think we're there. Torment.
I mean, we might be there.
We can definitely do torment. I mean, we can.
You got a guy who can go maybe speak to her, Monica. Maybe he can grease a guy who can go over there and talk
there
to her a little bit and
is.
Speak some
yeah.
reason into her. Is that what you're saying?
We can. We could definitely do. I think you need to. First off, if this woman said have a cup of shut the F up, now it's them fighting words.
It sure is.
It is.
That's nasty.
So what are you gonna do? We got
nothing because nothing seems to work. Niceness. Anger, nothing seems to work.
Dude, pee on a door handle. You need to at least give yourself little. You need to at least give yourself little giggles.
It smells like pee in here.
Yeah,
oh wow,
exactly.
Right on. She probably wouldn't care.
Right on the door handle.
Oh my God, that's
so
great.
Every time she opens her car door, you know.
Or if she, like you said, if she cracks the, if she keeps the windows cracked, pee in the car. Pee in the car.
I mean, people can see into the.
Can you see Brett standing on her hood,
yes.
trying to get in the little crack in the window to pee in there?
That's
like,
great.
Just trying to work his way so that he can get the right aim. He's got one leg on the roof, one leg here,
maybe
he's straddling the crack in the window.
Maybe I could put, like, a spray bottle or something like that, and, like, as I'm, because I do have to walk past her to throw the garbage out. That's where it's in the back, so I walk past her car all the time, so as I'm walking by,
yeah,
every
but
time.
You know what? Eat asparagus first. eat asparagus. Get right. of a water, like right. you know, yep. asparagus pee. Like eat asparagus mm-hmm. every day mm-hmm. for a week, and like every time you go to the bathroom, just keep that bottle with you. Going at, and every time you go anywhere near a car. See, now I feel like we're cooking with gas. Now, now I feel like we're getting somewhere. Unfortunately,
that's
we have
that's right. harmless, right?
This is where we need the bone family. I'm sure everybody. If we need, it's about revenge.
She'll never stop smelling urine and asparagus.
Right.
That's horrible.
But do you right. think
and
that...
she probably won't even be able to sell the car. She won't even be able to sell the car.
Okay.
There's no reason... What, Monica?
I don't know. Okay, this is, while hysterical, by the way, I love your ideas. This is not... Pee on her car is not going to make his driveway or whatever
no,
shovel.
Spraying it from no, a bottle. Now, spray bottle.
Right, but now, Monica, you got to understand that we're past that. We know okay. that the snow problem is never right. going to get fixed. Now it's something about at least giving... You know that evil... You know how a lot of times when Ted walks in... Brett will have that cackle in the background, that uncontrollable laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like when he hears her leaving, whatever, looks outside, he peed on the door handle, she opens up the door, he can laugh like that. You at least yeah. deserve to laugh
He'd
like that.
He'd be looking from a second floor window and just giggling a little yeah. bit. At her
now
expense.
Listen, I feel like we just scratched the surface.
There's probably classic revenge, like the fish on the muffler. I hear about that, or inside, but they can find it too easy if it's in on the engine
yeah,
block.
No, no,
on the
no.
muffler is good.
Two pieces of wire, a whole fish.
Yeah, just wire it off.
And as the muffler heats up, it'll start to stink. It's just,
oh, boy.
Oh, God, it's like just little things. And honestly, mm-hmm. it can be one or all of these things. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to settle on
one per week.
That's a good point.
You know, we're not talking about kidnap or anything like that. We're talking about, like, pranks.
I got 12 years worth of hate.
Yeah.
All right, if you guys have Ready any clever, the, maybe funny yeah, revenge things, that'd be all right.
Get your son involved. Your son would love to pee on a car.
All right, let's make a plan for Brett.
Little okay. boys want to whip that thing out anywhere they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't control him.
Yep.
You have to go.
Next time it snows, let him write his name and snow on a windshield.
Oh, God. if you have any ideas to help Brett get even with this lady, the president of his condo co-op place, 727-579-1025. I'm sure people have gotten people back in ways that make them
yeah.
laugh.
Yeah.
And get a little bit of satisfaction out of it. 800-771-1025.
A tripwire right outside a door.
Oh, that's so great.
You know? Every time she came outside the door, like once a week, just put, you know, so do it
fishing
once,
line.
She falls, and then don't do it again for like 5 days. By that time, she'll forget about it. Boom, you set the fishing wire up again. Boom, she falls again.
Oh, God. So evil. More revenge for Brett when we get back.
I'm finally having fun today. Where's my little positive pants thing?
Well, it's not really positive.
It is positive.
You're having fun. I don't think these are positive
it's
things.
It's positive for you.
Can be.
Right.
Till they bring this tape up. He was on the radio talking about it.
Nah, don't worry about it. Blame me.
Plotting revenge for Brett. Next,
like
we'll get your calls.
We need something that'll bring a possible misdemeanor charge.
But nothing.
Or like a ticket, but not a felony.
Right.
You know?
You never want to go to that level. All so right. Keep that in mind, you people. All right, we'll find out about the revenge stuff you got plotted next. Roger JP on the bone with Brett, our producer. Next. Bone, Real Raw Radio. Thanks for hanging and listening. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 as we help Brett plot yeah. revenge against his evil condo board president.
Make a long story short, his condo president is a rag bitch, and she needs to be handled. And without...
it's a little negative.
No, she's a rag bitch, correct? Brett, would you agree? Rag bitch? Work?
She sure can be,
yeah.
especially when it comes down to snow removal.
Right. Okay. So she had the balls to tell Brett to sell his place and move out.
Mm. If I'm not happy with their snow removal process, the solutions are to first join the board, next to move if I don't like that, and then have a cup of shut the F up.
Right. Which was
so
right
and hung then. Up on me.
So right.
Ironically, she called me.
Right.
So I'm not calling her.
So then I'm saying instead of being a victim, it's time to be proactive and at least give yourself some laughs at her expense.
Mm.
We've gone so far as to pee on her door handle and then you watch her get in the car and just give yourself some giggles. we've said set up a tripwire like once a week so she falls on her face as she walks out her front door. Will you see that though? Like, do you see her front door?
No, I wouldn't
see that. Okay, so I think that one's out. Because it's
although it is right by stairs.
Okay. But you know what?
I would set up some sort of camera somewhere so that I could
get
that.
But the only time you'll laugh is if she's being put into an ambulance. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to be there in time for that.
So evil.
The other one I said is to get a whole fish, not gutted, just a whole fish, and wire it to the muffler. And as the muffler gets hot, like, the whole thing will stink of fish, and that could be that could last a lifetime. So it's all about helping our boy Brett here.
Thank you.
Get revenge on this rag bitch, for lack of a better phrase. You know, what else did we say? We said, you know, fill up the, you know, you said she keeps her car window open a crack all the time.
Usually.
Put the hose in there, turn it on, have a good time, you know.
A lot of fun to be had.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was not as fun as, like, the fish. That's funny. You know, it's a smelly mystery. That's pretty funny. That's good.
Oh, yeah? Watch somebody have to deal with a soaking wet car in the winter where it won't dry off. Dee Dee on line four. What's up, Dee Dee?
It's rough.
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
One of the things that I think you can do to help Fred out is hunters take and use doe urine to attract the bucks.
Genius.
They'll put it on their shoes and all around them. All it takes is a sprinkle. I used to make my ex-husband undress outside and leave everything outside. But it will work wonders, and she will never get rid of that smell.
Nope. And all it takes is a couple of drops. Boom. And she leaves the window open. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yep. There you go. Quick trip to the garbage, and you got her.
Dude, all you got to do. Thanks, Dee Dee. And they sell it at Dick's Sporting Goods. They sell it anywhere you can get hunting stuff. Dude, you know what? I might even have some at home. All you
and that's
do,
really stinky stuff, right?
Oh, my God. It's horrific. Mm. It's horrific. My friend's little brother dropped it all over the high school when we were still in school.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't go all well.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
But all you need is like a little dropper, bro, and just put it in that little crack in her windows. Uh-huh. And just know. Or, you know what? And then the next day, put it right outside her door. Drop it outside her front door.
It just follows her around.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of the smell.
Exactly. And all you got to do is pray to hear it. And you just laugh.
Does she have a little cement balcony outside sliding glass doors of her apartment?
It's not cement, but it's wood.
But is there any way to lob a little up onto there?
Yeah, I could.
She'll always wonder how it got there. And if it's wood, well, it'll soak right in. That'll never go away. Right outside her sliding glass doors every time.
I can't get rid of the smell. You can turn around. Maybe you should move. If you don't like the smell, get rid of it. You should move.
Have a cup and shut the F up and move.
Yeah.
How about that? How's that feel?
Yeah.
How's that taste?
We're talking.
There you go. Hey, Bleco Blave, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? This is your consigliere from Tampa.
What's with the name change, Bleco?
Well, because Bleco Suave is protecting his identity because he's currently studying for the Florida Bar.
Oh, okay. I got it, Bleco. So, well done. Well played, so my good man.
Bleco Suave, who isn't on Twitter, has some ideas that are similar to the deer thing. Mm-hmm. For starters, why not, instead of just putting some of those drops in there, if her husband leaves his car windows open, drop a pair of women's panties in there.
Oh. Oh, that's just interesting right there.
Or
that's good, Bleco. Wrong.
I have a couple. Mm-hmm. Put her number on an advertising website for friend finding, or better yet, since she wants you to attend the board, why don't you have Special Ted go to the board with you?
Oh Jesus,
that would be punishing,
dude. That would be great. He would torment the crap out of me. I got news for you.
But trust me, let me tell you this: if you drop a pair of women's panties that are significantly smaller than hers would be, and her husband's car, trust me. It'll be fixed. Someone will be moving, and I guarantee you it's going to be either one of them.
Good job, Bleco.
Nice.
And good luck with that bar exam. When are you taking it?
Bleco Suave doesn't know the exact date, but someone else might. I think his cousin is on Twitter. If you hit him up,
okay.
He's more than happy to let you know.
All right,
Bleco. All right, Bleco. Good disguise.
Good job. You really threw him off the case. Yeah. Threw him right off the trail.
What a good idea, though. How old is this woman who's the president, your condo board president?
She is around 50.
All right.
Oh, so she's the way I pictured it is like much older.
Well, she acts like it too. Oh, my knees. Oh, my back. Oh, this. Oh, that. And she walks around like she's homeless and just got hit with like a metal bat sometimes.
How old is her husband? That's the key.
About the same age. See, he looks a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm. He's in prime, what do you call it, midlife crisis age.
Yeah, he's
totally could do that.
I feel like slightly smaller is a good idea. Well, smaller, but slightly more adventurous panties in the car. That's pretty good.
I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of excited about all of these things. I think you need to,
I'm writing it all down.
I hope so, because, you see, but here's the problem. I feel like you're not going to act on anything. I feel like you're going to be, like, responsible guy and just sell the place and move and not have any laughs at this woman's expense. She deserves a little torture.
I feel like his most...
I agree.
The one that he most likely will do is he was talking about before, oh, I can do that when I walk by her car every day with the garbage. That sounds like the one where Brett's like, that's the one that's least...
Dude, the dog.
Like, he can do the spraying on it or what, what do you mean, the spray on her car?
Yeah, but that's your own pee, and if somebody wants to get really CSI on you, it can come back to you. This dough urine thing the dough urine thing that she called about?
That's the one.
That's genius. Dude, I'm telling you, that'll... Yeah.
Is it gonna wreak havoc on like the rest of the area? Like how far away can you smell it?
You're gonna put it in her car first, and then you're gonna put it outside her door. And then you're gonna put some up on her balcony.
Oh my God. All these ideas we're getting from people, doesn't make you wonder. Every one of them had to have been tried by either the people suggesting or someone they know. Like a lot of this stuff goes on. You don't hear about it much, but this stuff goes on, and then the person who gets revenged on doesn't really talk about it.
Can you get into her apartment at all? Like, have you ever been invited in?
A long time ago.
Old school upper decker, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Old school.
Then she knows.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can't do that.
Again, bring your kid. Go in there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And let your son do it.
Right.
Jason, listen. When you get in the bathroom, take off the top of the tank. And instead of going in the bowl...
Go
right in that tank, and you're not going to flush anything or anything like that, and just put the lid back on and come out to daddy. Wash your hands, and then come out to daddy.
Don't wash your hands and just rub it all against their walls.
Nah, that's gross.
By the way, there's a guy named Brett on line four.
Uh-huh.
Brett, what is the thing you're saying with their gas tank? Go ahead.
Yeah, there's been a few things that one I've tried and one somebody I know has tried. With the gas tank, there's a smaller version of, like, ping pong balls, smaller size that you can buy online. You can shove them down the filler neck for the gas tank, and what it does is it floats on top of the gas that's already in the tank, and after a while, when you keep shoving them in, it limits the amount of gas you can put in the fuel tank. So after a while of you putting them in, she can only put a quarter tank of gas, maybe a gallon, 2 gallons in there, and she's like, why can't my car ever fill up? Or why does it keep shutting off? And then she goes to the mechanic. They're checking the fuel line. They're checking injectors, the carburetor, fuel injection, all this stuff. Until they pull the tank and see it, she's going to spend a buttload of money trying to fix it. Mm. And now another thing I've tried, and I don't recommend it because I know some people are just religious, but whatever. I had a psycho neighbor. She was born again, Catholic, Christian, you know, the whole deal. She really annoyed us. She was just one of the psycho neighbors. I called every religious group in the area, Jehovah's Witnesses, the local Jewish synagogue, saying that I live here and I want to convert. Would you like to send somebody over to talk to me about it? She got weekly visits from so many different groups.
Love it.
Trying to actually convert her.
Love it.
That's pretty good.
Love it.
Love annoying.
Love it. Does she work?
Kind of.
No, she did not work. She was on disability also. Apparently she had Lyme disease and she was on disability.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about Brett's. Thanks for the call, Brett. I appreciate it.
Sounds like the same type of woman, same type of schedule.
Yeah.
I bet.
Love that. John on line one.
Hey, I just wanted to add on to the dough urine and the panty deal. Why don't you take a little boy's pair of underwear, spray the urine on that, put that in the car, and then spread the urine all around in different spots.
That's
just think the little boy's been all through the whole house, the car, and everywhere else.
That's not right, John.
That's so wrong.
That's a lot of jail time.
Little boy's underwear in her car.
That's a lot of jail time.
That's worse than her husband having other ladies' panties in his car. That's way worse. All right, thanks, John.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. I for one am feeling good.
You. This is feeding into old JP way too much.
Yeah, you know what? I think old JP is here to stay.
He lasted, a couple of half days last week?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you got plenty of ideas. My goodness.
That I do.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to do anything about it? Or are you just
Why would I say it if I have the idea right now?
Are you going to be passive?
If I'm going to do something or not do something, why would I reveal it right now? Something that's very traceable.
So why don't you let us
blink,
know?
Blink twice if you're going to do something.
Did he blunk?
Good news, he blunked.
Well, I didn't do anything.
From the JR Dictionary, blunk.
Yeah.
Great.
Blinked in the past.
It's the past tense of blink. He blunked. And you're college educated, which but that's what gets me, man.
And he said it like it was far. It was real. Like he didn't even think about it. He just said it. It came out. She blunked.
It is a word.
Nothing will be funny.
Now it is.
Now it is. Yeah.
Well, you got lots of ideas. Let us know if you do anything. You know, on the in code.
Yeah. I mean, we won't talk about the thing. I just want you. Mm-hmm. This isn't about me. This is about...
No, it's very much about Brett.
No, this is...
And the possible jail time he can serve.
No, not about... I just want Brett to have those moments in his apartment where he can look out the window, watch her get into a car, make like a skank face or whatever it is, and just giggle and go back inside.
Him and his son having a bonding moment laughing as she touches the handle with the urine on it.
Daddy, what are you laughing at? Oh, nothing. Just something from the show today. You know? Nothing. You need those moments at this point. They're small victories.
I do need them.
She's a horrible condo board president. Brett's got to get some sort of revenge on her. She's been ruling that place for 12 years. It's horrible. Good luck, Brett.
I need it. Thank you very much.
And put it up for sale.
That's
you know what I'm saying? So get all those laughs in before you leave.
Got to get out of there. We're Roger and JP on the Bone. Top 10 list coming up after 1:30. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.